I'll, of course, always remember that first time that I went live on KTNA as the evening news host and how pretty terrified that I was. But all I kept telling myself was, is I'm only talking to my husband out there. He's the one that's listening, because the person who trained me told me, for your first few times, just imagine that you're talking to one person and it will go a lot smoother and you won't be as worried.
That's great. I think you're right about that. It is, as soon as you push that record button or when you're on the air live, it has a totally different feel to it. You feel sort of exposed, don't you?
In a good way, yeah. It's exciting and nerve-wracking at the same time, but I have a lot of dedicated listeners out there who frequently call in after my evening news time and tell me how much they look forward to hearing me on the radio and how much they enjoy listening to me. And so that's always really encouraging to hear such positive feedback from the listeners.
Well, that is really great. And I like hearing your voice too. And it's like hearing a friend telling you the news and the weather, and you have your special touches the way you do it. So thank you so much for your dedication to filling that slot. And for, you know, I know they're always looking for new volunteers because people are either here seasonally or whatnot. Well, Laura, you've been a volunteer for KTNA for a long time now, and what is it that you do, and why don't we tell the listeners what you do and how long you've done it?
Boy, I've had a lot of different volunteer opportunities here. Recall being across the street in the little log cabin there, and I used to read news. I probably started maybe 15 years ago, but I was a regular news reader. I also did a little tiny program called Alaskan Word of the Day. And it would be sometimes a native word and sometimes just a popular word. And I would give the definition of it. For example, I would say bunny boots. You know, most people know what they are, but I would give a little background on it. And I remember having to edit it with tape, I believe. I can't even imagine doing it now.
Long time ago.
Or would I want to. Long time ago. And then I volunteered a lot with a program called Nuggets, which I think Charlie Loeb started. That was a great program. I did one on, I think I did one on Antarctica. I did one interviewing Pam Reynolds on the history of the Fairview, which is pretty funny. And a few others I've done.
Well, great. Well, all that history of town, and it is fun to think about that beautiful little cabin across the street being the headquarters for the beginnings, and now, you know, how much things have changed. But some things haven't changed about the radio. There's still people, you know, the same old, you know, you still got those that don't have telephone service that still need to hear their echoes for communication, and just the joy of having a radio playing on a cold winter day is always a nice thing.
Yeah, I really like Denali Echoes, and I used them extensively my first winter here because I didn't have a phone. And sometimes I think, oh, God, I wish I could send an echo to somebody, just because I don't want that service to go away. I think it is interesting and important, even though in this world of instant cell technology, we might not need it.
Well, Diane Zigner has been a volunteer for KTNA. How long ago did you volunteer, Diane?
So I came to town in 97, and I was actually thinking that I might have started doing a radio show in 97. I worked for the radio in 98, but I might have actually done it that very first year. I also was on the radio, I was on Betty and Wilma as a guest, like 3 days after I got to town, because Shu and I had just come back from Hawaii and we played Hawaiian music, and that was really fun. And I remember thinking, like, wow, this is a wild town. Like, you can be in town for 3 days and be on the radio.
I love it. And then they saw, oh, this woman is comfortable being on the air, and then they asked you to do your own radio show.
And I actually did. My show was called Making Waves, and my intro music was a Hapa instrumental piece that I played every week to start my show, kind of the Hawaiian connection.
For KTNA, I'm Katie Ryder.